Many Cake residents are stuck in the capital city right now, along with their vehicles and perishable food items like turkeys and vegetables ahead of Thanksgiving. They were aboard the MV Hubbard Ferry, which traveled from Juneau and was supposed to moor in Cake on Saturday when it ran into a bit of an issue. Danielle Tessin is a spokesperson for the Alaska Marine Highway System.
When that arrival was happening, there were gusts of wind that were anticipated to be 20, 25, but they were actually 50. And so what happened was, is the vessel mooring wire, which is what we use to attach or secure the vessel to the dock, had parted, which means it broke. And so on Saturday, that vessel was unable to dock and had to go back to Juneau.
That meant the passengers had to quickly find lodging and a place to store their items and vehicles until they can make it home. In the interim, the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian Tribes of Alaska quickly offered to provide a Connex as a temporary storage solution to keep perishable items from going bad. Cake is a remote village of about 500 residents, and it doesn't have easy access to goods without flying or boating them in. Tessin says they're working hard to try to get the cable fixed as soon as possible.
We're focused on fixing that vessel mooring wire before Wednesday so people can have their vehicles, which are filled of Thanksgiving goods, that come home and have that before Thanksgiving. If we're unable to do that by Wednesday, it looks like Saturday is the day that people's vehicles will be able to travel on the Hubbard back home.
The cable breaking also meant people trying to board the ferry were stuck in Cake, including two traveling high school volleyball teams from Gustavus and Prince of Wales Island. Angie Galanos, the superintendent of Cake City School District, says the community heavily relies on the ferry being consistent and showing up, especially for sports. In the wintertime, the ferry only visits twice a month.
For a community like Cake, we loved hosting these games, but as you can imagine, having 36 extra visitors in a town with no restaurant and no real services for those kids meant that our community did a wonderful job of collaborating to bring in meals and food and really just extra support for those kids. But all of this hinged on the fact that we really needed to have the ferry show up.
All students were able to fly back home by seaplane, and Tessin says AMHS is working on a case-by-case basis to offer reimbursements to people impacted by the situation. Galano says for years the community has advocated for the ferry to stop in Cake more often during the winter. She says this weekend's dilemma highlights why.
We continue to advocate. We continue to work with the Alaska Marine Highway System and the Department of Transportation to ensure that we can get more ferry service, but it's been an ongoing need to continually advocate for supports, ferry supports that we so desperately rely on in this community.
According to Tessin, Cake's ferry terminal is scheduled to get upgrades as part of the statewide transportation improvement plan in the coming years. In Juneau, I'm Clarice Larson.